Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. Do you grow the ornamental plants called lamb's ears or rose campion in your flower gardens? These plants produce dense mats of buttery, soft, woolly leaves. That leaf fuzz is avidly sought by so-called carder bees of the genus Anthidium. In textiles, carding is the mechanical process of combing through the fibers of cotton or wool to align them before spinning. The female carder bee has multi-toothed mandibles that she uses to shave the leaf hairs, gathering the fluff into a ball to bring back to her nest. Carder bees nest solitarily in above-ground cavities, typically an old beetle burrow in dead wood. Each female lines her tunnel with the carded plant hairs. Onto this fluffy pillow, she assembles a provision of pollen mixed with nectar, which constitutes the food mass soon to be eaten by her progeny, one provision per larva. Carder bees are stout, round, relatively hairless bees marked in black and yellow. We have several species, the largest being a European escapee that is associated with lamb's ears. The female's nesting biology is distinctive enough, but it is the male's behavior that you will notice first. Male carder bees are aggressive, territorial suitors. They spend all day in flight, tirelessly patrolling lamb's ears and other garden flowers, particularly culinary sage and Russian sage. Males dart at all carder bees of either gender, as well as other like-sized bees. They pounce upon and wrestle these unsuspecting individuals to the ground. If it is a female of their species, they will endeavor to mate with her. Such is the brazen courtship of male carder bees. Look now for these wool-gathering bees in your gardens before summer bids us farewell. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.